Well, now on Life Matters, your feedback, and if you caught Friday's show, we did a talk back on hoarding, which of course exists on a bit of a continuum. Some are collectors, some are hoarders, some the hoarding really does take over their life and affect their health and well-being and their relationships. All sorts of reactions on our various Facebook page and the website and your calls. Some were staunch defenders of being a collector. Others were deeply minimalist. If in doubt, chuck it out. And here are some of your calls.
Hello. I just listened to your intro about hoarding as I watered my garden and saw my kitten out on the wall. She was rescued from a cat hoarder who had actually died and left a whole lot of cats and kittens, and a vet nurse had raised the kitten from a day old. She weighed 80 grams. So I guess it's not just a human problem. It was for the woman who hoarded the cat in terms of, you know, what was going on in her mind. But it also affects animals too, and it's a side of life in Australia I hadn't even realised existed. Thank you. My name is Moira.
Good morning. I'm Dennis from Hervey Bay, about hoarding. I collected every copy of a certain motor magazine from 1954 until 1976. I moved in different parts of Australia and dragged all these things with me. And when I had to leave Charleville, where I was flying doctor, some 1976, I decided to chuck them all out, sent them in the dump, and then I was tearing up newspaper for packing crockery, and there was an advertisement at the latest paper, it was, advertising for a complete collection of the magazine, offering those days a very good price. So I regretted throwing them out, and I thought it was very ironical, and I've hoarded things ever since. I was already a bit of a hoarder, but that confirmed the value of it, which is nonsense, of course, but I'm still doing it, and I'm 75. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi. Lovely program. I'm really relating to most of it. I consider myself the queen of hoarders, but I can walk through my house. It's just that it's messy. And I blame being brought up in England during the war, where it was waste not, want not. And if anyone wants anything, neighbours or family, they all come to me. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, my name is John. My problem is that I can't throw away cards, Christmas cards, birthday cards, any cards, even letters, you know. I feel that if people have shown enough decency and love to send me a card, how can I possibly throw it away? So I've got these things for 11 years. They just keep piling up. I hope everybody has a lovely time.
Oh, John, I'm quite affected by that comment. Who knew that Life Matter listeners were such hoarders? Laura Grace writes to us via the email, interesting discussion regarding hoarding happening. I'm in the middle of Desmond Morris's somewhat controversial book called The Naked Ape. He presents that hoarding often occurs as a way of distinguishing one's territory in an evolutionary sense, and we no longer have a clan in which we belong and identify with. In this way, our belongings give us a sense of place, and that chronic hoarding can be an indication of a larger evolutionary descent into the current situation in which we do not have a sense of self, devoid of our possessions. There you go, the whole evolutionary spectrum. And Lorraine writes, our son is 10 years old and has high-functioning autism. He has a substantial tendency to hoard. His room is like a very messy Aladdin's cave, full of what he considers to be treasure. He gets very distressed when we try to clean it up. He cries at the thought of even a blank piece of paper being thrown out. We go through and clean it up while he's at school, and he copes better with that. He finds it much more distressing if he has to be there and witness it. We're very worried that these hoarding tendencies may only get worse as he gets older, and it's awful to regularly put him through something he finds so distressing. So hoarding, it takes on so many different dimensions, doesn't it? And thank you for your stories. That's really only the tip of the iceberg in terms of letters that we got. Coming up, one of our listeners.